Restoring My Soul, Tuesday the 7th of June, the first to the second phase. The first phase of the wedding feast is the fellowship of the agape meal for the church age. The agape meal is a public and house-to-house fellowship. The early believers in Jerusalem gathered daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart. Significantly, the fellowship of the agape meal continued among the elect when they were dispersed or scattered from Jerusalem. The elect have been scattered to all nations in the fellowship of lampstand churches. The Lord's lampstand churches are still subject to the administration of Babylon that rules over the nations of the world. The first phase of the wedding feast began on the day of Pentecost and will continue for the duration of the church age. When the Father places his throne in the middle of the heavenly Jerusalem and Jesus Christ stands up as the Lamb, it will initiate the second phase of the wedding feast. During this phase, the administration of the Father's throne will be revealed through the apostolic administration of Christ, the presbytery with its 24 courses, and the 144,000 who will be sealed as the firstfruits of the true Israel of God. During the second phase of the wedding feast, the mountain of the Lord's house will fill the whole earth. It will be established with dominion over all the kingdoms of the world. We read in the book of Isaiah concerning the second phase of the wedding feast. The Lord will create over the whole area of Mount Zion and over her assemblies a cloud by day, even smoke, and the brightness of a flaming fire by night. For over all the glory will be a canopy. There will be a shelter to give shade from the heat by day and refuge and protection from the storm and the rain. The references used in today's devotions are Acts chapter 2, verse 46, James chapter 1, verse 1, 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, Revelation chapter 5, verse 6, Revelation chapter 7, verses 3 to 4, Isaiah chapter 2, verse 2, Isaiah chapter 4, verses 5 and 6, and Revelation chapter 7, verses 15 to 17. For further study, Isaiah chapter 4.